Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, all of our listeners out there under the sound of my weak voice. We would like to once again welcome you to another Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. And I am your host. I'm so elated to have this opportunity to just come to you on yet another night. Yet it is a cold, very cold and wintry night. I hope that you're out there bundling up and taking good care of yourselves. There's a very strong something that's going around out there. A lot of people I'm hearing are out there sick. So make sure that you're taking care of yourself during this season. One of the very things that we need to be mindful of in these different times of inclement weather is that we need to be mindful also of our temples. Take good care of yourselves. Listen, totally not what the show is about. Just sidebar really quick. I would like to just once again, welcome you to this show. It's because of you. This show continues to thrive, and you give me motivation. I would like to thank you, the listeners out there, for just taking the time and just sharing with us during these times of just uplifting different thoughts that should provoke us in our thinking to at least look at what we believe, look at what we practice, and then ultimately come into a better understanding of Christ Jesus, whether you're a believer or unbeliever. Before we go any further, we dare not go into any serious undertaking without invoking the blessings of deity. So for a few moments, I would just like to pause and go before the throne of grace. Eternal God, our Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this day, this time that you've anointed and appointed for us to have this mountaintop experience where we begin to expound on your word, and we examine your principles and how we are to conform to them and not take them and try to make them conform to us. God, we ask that you continue to give us illumination of our heart and our mind. Let us go forward with the spiritual encouragement as well as the courage to stand on your principles, whether it's popular or not, even when others are trying to tear us down or when the enemy is all around seeking to devour us. We pray that your word, your way, your will be a lamp unto our footsteps and a light unto our salvation. We pray that you continue to work with us, keep with us, and deal with us. During the times of inclement weather, bless those who are out there in the elements, the homeless. Bless those who are in the hospital who can't come out to a worship service but still trust and believe in you. Bless those who are less fortunate than ourselves, God, and give us a heart and a mind to serve you as we serve them. Lord, continue to keep us, guide us, and bless us. In Jesus' name, we declare it is so, and let us all say amen. Listen, I have an interesting show today. It's another talk show. We will have some more preachments this year, but it was really pressing upon my heart that we begin to talk about the New Year's resolution. The New Year's resolution. There is a passage of scripture that comes along with this. It's not a preachment, but it's a talk. But I figure that we can actually hone in on this passage of scripture and let that be part of our foundation for our thinking as we go forward. And really, I just want to read, it's a very popular passage of scripture coming from out of 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. I'm reading from the ESV version. Some of us have virtual copies of the Bible. Some of us have tangible copies. And we have, some of us might have a different version other than the ESV version. If your version read a little bit differently, still be encouraged to follow along. The Bible reads, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Amen." I'll read that again. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Before I actually go into the subject matter today, I just want to remind you that any one of you can feel free to reach out to me when we're talking about when we're talking about these subject matters. Feel free to text me or to reach out to us and let us know some of the things that you would like for us to discuss so that we can take those into consideration and that we can address them. That might come in the form of different theological questions, or it might just come in the form of different theological discussions that you may have heard on Facebook, or maybe you might have kind of picked up along the way, have some curiosities about, or some of the like. Please excuse me, I need to pause to drink the water for a moment. Excuse me, and thank you. So going a little bit further here, today we're talking about the famous New Year's resolution. The New Year's resolution. Oh, what a time it is when we go through the holidays and we get past Thanksgiving, as black people say. Sometimes we get past Thanksgiving, and then we coast over into Christmas, and we celebrate Christmas, and whatever your expression of Christmas is. As far as me and my house, I have decided that I won't be celebrating Christmas and how we look at Christmas, because I want to sidestep all of the commercialism and the capitalism associated with it. No more propaganda for me. But you know, I'm not telling you, you know, what that interpretation should be for you. I just choose to celebrate Christ. I pray that Christ must have at least something to do with Christ. So we get beyond Christmas, and we coast into that point where we're waiting for the ball to drop. And as the ball drops, we begin to tell ourselves that there's something different that we're going to do in the new year that we didn't do before. Am I knocking a New Year's resolution? Not per se. That is not the total ideology of the show today. That is not the purpose of our conversation or talk. Please don't get it twisted, as they say. Don't get it twisted. But we are here to examine the intentions of the heart behind the resolution. Because here it is, we'll see all throughout 2016 that something has been messed up in our lives. Won't bother to fix it, but as soon as the ball get ready to drop on 2017, suddenly we have a resolution. Can I be real with us today? Many times we make these same resolutions over and over and over again, and we find ourselves trapped into this very cyclical and continual repeating cycle, if you will, of just doing the same things over and over. It's the crazy cycle, I heard it said before. We get into this crazy cycle, and then it's hard for us to just really get out of it. We're trapped. And you know what they say, it's an old adage to say, you know, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is insanity. But we do it. Why are we doing it? Why do we find ourselves at the point where we continuously make these empty resolutions? Oh, I'm going to lose weight this year. Oh, I'm going to hit the gym this year. This is one of the times of the year where gym membership reaches different spikes. they reach an upheaval in their profits because we make all of these empty promises and we really end up paying a fat tax. I call it a fat tax when we go pay our money at the membership, myself included. I used to do this once upon a time. We go pay our money as a for a membership, and then we don't even use it. And then we find ourselves wasting our money, wasting our time, and then yet another empty resolution we've made for the year. We'll look over our lives and say, oh, I'm going to be a better parent this year. Or you know what? I'm going to work on cussing because I cuss like a sailor. I'm going to work on it. You know these things have been out of order all of your life, but yet we wait until this time for the year to change to say that we're going to do something different. Well, something that we need to see right here in this passage of Scripture. First, the Bible says, therefore, if anyone be in Christ. So today, I'm not even going to deal with everybody. If you're an unbeliever and you're listening, I pray that you continue to listen. I do believe that the context of our listening population is Christian. But, you know, if you are of a different persuasion, I just want you to know today that I pray that there are some things that you can still get out of this. But I'm challenging those who are in Christ. If you are in Christ, how can you make the same resolutions over and over again and not make a change if you are in Christ? If you are in Christ Jesus, every day walking with him should be sweeter than the last. Come on, I don't know who I'm talking to today. It should be somebody that actually just learns something and begins to grow and develop in some type of way. And if you're making the same empty resolutions over and over and over again, year after year after year, but yet there's no progress, I challenge you to challenge your heart behind your resolutions. What is your heart behind your resolution that you made? You said you was going to stop smoking, but every time you get an opportunity, you get a 15-minute break at work, you're out there firing up two cigarettes. You every time you get an opportunity, maybe you didn't smoke a whole pack today, but you're still smoking. You're still smoking. Maybe you were listening to this voice inside of your head that, well, as long as I don't quit quitting and I'm going to keep on trying, and, but you're making these empty promises to yourself and not going nowhere. One of the things I like to deal with is weight loss because of the spike in the profits at the gym during this time. What about the weight loss? I promise I'm going to lose weight this time. My New Year's resolution, I'm going to lose 100, I'm going to use 150 pounds. I'm going to lose the whole person. I'm not laughing at the resolution because we might have good intentions. But see, there's something about intentions that I would like for you to see, because you can have good intentions. You can have good intentions all day, but the reality is, a man died. This is a quick story. A man died, and he came before the righteous judge. And as he stood before the righteous judge, he was continually facing the charges against him, the different things that he had done wrong throughout his life. And every single time his defense was, you know, I had good intentions when I did that, but I had good intentions when I did that. So finally, the prosecutor, or in this particular story, you know, the enemy, Satan, he stands up and says, Your Honor, Lord, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So you can do a lot of things wrong, but having a lot of good intentions. You may have truly intended on losing weight, but what was your heart behind those intentions? If your heart wasn't truly in doing it, or you wasn't 100% committed, or had an expectation of achieving a certain result, then I have to ask you to challenge your heart behind your resolution. Health is something serious. Did you know that in the health industry, they're predicting that in 10 years, one out of three Americans is expected to have diabetes? Can you believe that? But we won't change how we look at food and how we eat. I'm not trying to shame the carnivores out there. What I am trying to tell you is that what if we told you that there was a better way for you to live, for you to be healthy? Different people have told me about their sicknesses and their illnesses, and then I share with them how they can get over it, and they don't want to hear it because, oh, no, I can't give up these foods. These foods taste good to me. But the reality is I have to question or ask you to challenge your heart behind your resolutions. Did you know that one of the only diets to actually bring a person within a healthy BMI, statistically bring people within a healthy BMI, is a vegan diet or a plant-based diet. So when we begin to share these information, share this information and facts, many people say, yeah, but I can't get rid. Hold on, what if I told you, what if I told you that all those eggs and all of that butter and all of that cheese was killing you? What if I told you that you're really not thinking that food smells good because it's steak or because it's chicken or because it's pork? I love bacon. I get it. I think maybe you might love the taste of that salt or those seasonings that is on that meat. I got that from Sierra. One of the things that we say, oh, this smells so good, but how would that meat smell if it didn't have any seasoning on it at all? How would it taste if you didn't put anything on it at all? But then you look at the health benefits of it once you eat. So hold on, it don't smell as good if you don't put the seasonings on it. You don't taste as good if you don't put the seasonings on it. Maybe what you really like is the seasoning. But when we begin to share that with people and help them to see that there's a better way, and they even subscribe to it mentally that there's a better way, but they still refuse to change, where is your heart in your resolution? So here it is. I said all that simply to say, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Understand that there's newness when we're walking with Christ Jesus. When we have identified that there's a deficiency inside of us, one that we need to address, one that we need to correct, it don't take the drop of a ball in order for us to deal with it directly. Where it does in the Bible, I challenge anyone to find in the Bible that God challenges us to wait until a new year before we begin to address things that we see that are out of order. I'll tell you a Facebook post that I made. I'm gonna actually pull it up and share it with you prayerfully. You care to listen to it? but it's coming up right now. One of the things that I was thinking in the process is that when we make a change, we ought to have a certain heart or a certain mindset behind our change, and that is that a change was even necessary in the first place. Because if it's not necessary, then why change? And if it is necessary, why don't you just change? On January 2nd, I wrote, I'm writing a vision and making it plain because not because it's a new year. Hear this. Not because it's a new year, but because I have goals to accomplish. A lot of our dreams and visions are dying in the valley because we just stay in this valley where it's dead, it's dreary. It's dreadful, and there goes our dreams. They just die by the wayside because we won't find a way to activate our dreams and go forward with them. And somebody keep telling themselves, I'm going to start my business next year. I'm going to activate this plan next year. But the reality is our people, we perish because of a lack of knowledge. If we have more information, then we should have more of an understanding that you can make that change at any time. When you got goals, write them down and make them plain. The Bible says, write the vision, make it plain. And so that's where my heart was. I said, I'm writing the vision and making it plain, not because it's a new year, but because I have goals to accomplish. If you have a vision, if you have a dream, you got goals to accomplish. If God is giving you something that is sparking you, a burden in your heart beyond what it used to be before, he is activating something new in your life. And with faith, you need to begin to move with action because your faith without works is dead. And so now here it is. God is trying to lead you into a different season of your life, and you just want to stand at the threshold and not cross over. You want to wait until the ball drops on the new year, and then when the ball drops on the new year, here it is. You're on the other side. You should have crossed that threshold, but yet you're just standing still. I'm not talking to those out there that have already crossed over to the other side and you begin to make good on those promises that you done made to yourself or promises that you made to God. Come on, if you can't be honest with yourself, who can you be honest with? If you lie to yourself, I'm going to start this diet. I'm going to fast for 10 days, 5 days, whatever. and then you lie to yourself, you can't commit to yourself. If you can't be honest with yourself, who can you be honest with? I'm going to start this business. I'm going to save X amount of dollars. And then you don't live your life actually making an effort toward doing that. You can't be honest with yourself. Who can you be honest with? Let me challenge the newness that you should experience as a person in Christ. What about being a new creature or a new creation? God should have created us to be at a place where we're not lying. When a phone call, come on, that bill collector calling, and you tell your kids, tell them I said I'm not here right now. Mama says she's not here. So what I'm saying is we should have gotten to a point where we begin to operate with a different sense of integrity, with a different sense of pride and belonging, not just who we are, but also in whose we are, because we've been transformed. Our identity about us, something has been changed. God has taken us from the old way, and he's transformed us into something new. He's created something new in us because we yielded to him. We gave our souls to him. He bought it with a price anyway. Come on. And then so in your faith, you surrender to him. He take the old you and he transform it. See, what he did was he gave you something called life. He said, I am the way, the life, and the truth. And so now that you have him, now you have life. The Bible says that Jesus said he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. For as many as believed him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. So because you have that life, this new life inside of you, now you also are a son or daughter of God. And so each time, each day, each step that you make along the way, there should be some newness. There ought to be some signs that you have been changed. You're a new creation. If something is created, that means it began from nothing. See, when you were in darkness, and the Bible says that God called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So as an unbeliever, you are in darkness. So in your unbelieving state, walking around in darkness, at some point you begin to yield to Christ Jesus. You answer the call by understanding, receiving him as Lord and Savior. You begin to believe him in faith, and then you came from darkness into the marvelous light. So what happened is there was no light nowhere in you. God created that light for you when he called you. See, everyone essentially, I believe, is called. God calls out to each and every one of us is whether or not we choose to obey, is whether or not we choose to surrender to him and let him have his way in our lives. And so if there was some surrendering, then you must understand that sanctification requires a continually pouring out, a continual filling up, a continual purging out, a continual renewed filling, F-I-L-L-I-N-G. He's continually filling us up, and continually we're purging out what's not like him. He's continually doing his work in us, and that's the whole process of sanctification. This is how he's setting us aside. He continually has to do these things in us because not only did he save us, he's continually saving us. Because even after your save point, you continue to sin, so you continually need to be redeemed. And because his work, the work that he did on Calvary's cross continually covers that sin, it's continually covering. As long as you continually sinning, he's continually covering. So understand that each day when you walk in Christ Jesus should be different from the day before. So the empty resolutions that we make, they should be backed up by the actions that we take. I like that. Did you hear that? The resolutions that we make should be backed up by the actions that we take. I ought to put that on my Facebook. See, it said he is a new creation. So you're a new creation. And so as a new creation, the Bible even goes on to say exactly what does that mean? Put that in proper context for me. Well, read a little bit further. It says the old has passed away. Yeah, there's some old things about how you used to think about food. You used to be gluttonous. You used to think about food because you wanted to live to eat instead of eating to live. There's a way that you used to deal with your family. You used to lie all the time. You used to cheat. You used to steal. Some of us even killed people, or we had a very murderous way of conducting ourselves because we want to kill somebody's reputation, or we want to kill somebody else's influence, or we want to kill somebody else's opportunities. And so we once upon a time had a mindset of stealing, killing, and destroying in that darkness that we were living. Now, if you transform and the old things have passed away, so now you begin to look at the world through the eyes of Christ. Begin to ask yourself spiritual questions such as, what would Jesus do? Yeah, I see what the world is doing, but what does God's word say? And so now you take on the identity of having a worldview instead of being secular minded. And so in your worldview, you begin to operate differently because a transformation has taken place and your old ways have passed away. Somebody is an ex-something, an ex-liar. Come on, ex-convict. Somebody is an ex-something. Somebody been through something before, an ex-drunk, an ex-drug addict, an ex-sex addict. I put myself out there. See, I don't like for nobody to feel like I'm just putting them on chopping block. I used to be a sex addict. I say used to be because I feel like that's passed away. That's an old identity of me. And it said, behold, the new has come. So understand that there's something about me that needed to be mortified. The Bible teaches us that we need to mortify our members, or we die daily in Christ Jesus. That means that there's a continual part of us that's passing away. And so it's not passing away if you continually repeating the same thing. Now, if you go through a lesson in life, you incur a storm. You encounter the storm, it beats you up, the waves blow on you, and the winds come, and the rains thunder down upon your shoulders and upon your head, and things look bad, and it was hard for you when you went through it, amen, but God. You had your but God experience, and then you overcame that situation. To God be the glory, now hallelujah. I'm not talking about that. You made it out of that thing, and you never returned to it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that same monkey, that same mountain, that same giant that you see over and over again. I'm talking about that same Negro that you were dealing with, that same person that hurt you, them same liars, and you telling those same lies and hanging with the same crowd and doing the same things, and you still in the same streets. Come on, I don't know who I'm talking to today. But then there's no newness. If you're fighting those same battles over and over again, nothing has been learned. We didn't get anything new. But the Bible teaches us that the new has come. If you're in Christ Jesus, I challenge you today to not make those empty resolutions, but instead make a choice to be effective in your walk with Christ. Now, if you got goals, aspirations and dreams, write the vision. Make it plain. Statistically, they say the most successful people are able to write down their objectives. And don't use convoluted language. You know, I want to make it to be a Fortune 500 company. No, instead, make it plain. I want to own my own business. I want to have a restaurant in 2018. But know what your objectives are. Write them down and just make them plain and just go for them. Don't wait for the new year. Because you are a child of Christ, you've been created new. Your old self should be passed away and make room for the newness, the new thing that God wants to do inside of you. Amen. That's all I'm going to talk about for the New Year's resolution. I hope something blessed us today. My name is Jose Dorsey from the Center of Spirit and Truth. We're located at 17609 Livernois. If you're looking for a church home, please feel free to come out and join us. And we would like to also thank you for joining us for another Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. Our worship time is at 11 o'clock. Prayer time is 11 to 11:15. 11:15 to about 12:30 is our service. God bless you.